This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you this hour by Pipers, Pipers.com, a great spot to go, find out what's on the agenda, what's coming up in the way of machinery and land auctions, some farm equipment retirement auctions, Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, Steel in North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, Grand Forks counties, North Dakota, some cropland auctions in Clay and Norman, Becker counties in Minnesota. They'll be busy to kick off 2017. They have the new auction center of North America in Steel. It's just about complete as well. We're going to broadcast from there when they get ready to cut that ribbon. Pipers.com is the website to get the information, or call them and they'll send you a catalog. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. We're also, by the way, closing in on the deadline for the trip to Norway. My wife, Maria, and our kids. We have a senior in college, and we have a junior in college and a senior in high school, and a eighth grader. And so Alex and Hannah and Haley and Marie and I are all going. So it's a family-friendly deal. The Best in Norway, a midnight sun celebration, June 19th through July 2nd. Carol Jubin is going to take about his 160th trip with us. We can't, we're just, can't even tell you how excited we are. Oslo and Lillehammer and Garinger. I love how he says that. Garinger, I can't say that. Stalheim, Flam, Sleda, Bergen. Where else are we going? Well, it's going to be a lot of spots and just some real beauty. Really incredible what we're all doing there. So we have some rail travel. We have some bus travel and those super-duper bus travels. Everything's deluxe, great hotel accommodations and great meals. And the nice thing about Carol and his crew, they don't just visit Norway. They meet the people. So the beauty and the people right there. So, and they're beautiful people. So how about that? The Best of Norway, a midnight sun celebration. We picked this specifically because of that midnight sun celebration. I just wanted to see this with the sun up at midnight. Really wanted to do it, so time that perfectly. So hope you can join us. And Carol's waiting for your call. Last chance if you've made an inquiry on this and been thinking, shouldn't I? Are we going to go? Got to make a decision because the deadline's coming up. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. Carol Jubin and Jubin Travel. Tell him Scott sent you. He'll get you that brochure out right away, and we'll go to work. A texter says, Scott, our electricity went out about midnight last night. No apparent reason. Morgan Sioux Electric Company had it back on in a few hours. Hats off to the men who worked so hard to keep our lights on. We can't survive this cold out there if it wasn't for reliable, affordable energy. Well said. Couldn't agree with you anymore. We talk about it a lot with the folks from the Secure Energy Future. Chris Berg will be here from 630 Point of View. We'll tackle a couple of hot topics coming up here in just a moment. And Mark Sunloff at the bottom of the hour, State Historical Society of North Dakota Museum Director, to discuss an effort to collect memorabilia from the Dakota Access protests. Yeah, this one has me a little confused, but we'll get to the bottom of that. Right now, meet Doug Hilly. Doug is a rancher south of Bismarck. Mandan has been putting up with a lot, as many of his neighbors have, over the last 150 days of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I met Doug and a number of folks in the neighborhood at a little impromptu town hall with Sheriff Kirkmeyer down there. And it's really about, you know, 30 days into this thing, last summer, late summer, early fall, where I said, this isn't right. This is not right. We can't have neighbors, we can't have fellow North Dakotans under siege like this and not just stand up and do something about it. And of course, it continues to, as we speak. Doug and some neighbors met with Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, yesterday. And I understand I had a chance to hear directly from Governor Burgum. He and Julie Ellickson and some other folks as well sat down for, you know, no media there, no press there, just a candid conversation on that, you know, 150-day adventure. I guess is one word we could call it. Doug, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, just wonderful. Doing my morning chores and moving snow around the world.
Boy, you've had to do a lot of that this year, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's one of those things. You wonder why you do it. And it's just part of our life out here. And that's the first time in years we've had to do it. So we pay our dues.
That's true. We have had a little bit of a reprieve here for a while. So we can sure point to that. So tell me about your conversation with Doug Burgum. About how many folks there that sat down with him?
You know, I didn't account myself, but just an estimate is 50 to 60. And it was attended very, very strongly by an awful lot of people who were offended. And it was 10 below zero, and the wind was blowing when we got there yesterday. So it took an effort on people's part to get out there. The governor came out. He greeted us. He treated us just impeccably well. He was very engaging, and he had two people taking notes, and he got us talking, and he heard just the way it is, the way it has been, and what we don't want to see and what we would like to see in the future. And he did a masterful, masterful job of answering the questions, and even better job of getting people to talk and ask the good questions. So I have to commend the governor for doing an excellent job, and to Julie Ellingson and all the people who convinced the governor to come out and visit with us. It was very necessary, and the people that I talked to were extremely pleased that he took his time out of his schedule. And he stayed an hour longer than he was scheduled just to visit with us. So we felt very, very good about the experience yesterday.
And I don't know that it took any convincing. I remember, you know, speaking with the governor about my visit down, the governor-elect about my visit down to hear some of the same stories. And, you know, he said, I want to do that, I want to do that. So I was glad it happened as soon as it did into his administration, because he's only been governor for a short while. What do you think? Do you think anything surprised him that he heard?
I think he was surprised at how honest and how open people were, and how changed we've become, how protective we've become. A couple of people talked about having a weapon before you open the door. One lady talked about a Native American came to the door, and she met him with her weapon, and it was her new mailman. And how bad we feel that we are racially profiling people. And the cold hard facts are that 60% of the people who have been arrested and the biggest troublemakers down there have not been Native Americans. They have been using the Native Americans of Standing Rock to get their point across. They've hijacked them.
Has it been difficult to see, a fair amount of, these tribal leadership meetings and things that honestly usually come with a new administration, but the timing of that on top of an ongoing protest situation and the difficulties in the encampment, do you feel like you're forgotten sometimes down there?
Oh, we did. And it was explained to us why it happened and how it happened that way. And for the most part, I think we understood the reason the governor gave us that he has met with the tribal chairman before he had met with us. And an awful lot of it had to do with meeting with the other tribes at the same time and because of the change at the legislature, not having the one day when one of the nations got to speak to the legislature.
What do you want not only the governor to know, but what is the primary message out of that meeting to all of us from the folks that have been in the backyard of this lawlessness?
We want this thing to end. We want it to end without the loss of life. But it's got to end, and we're hoping it ends peaceful. We're preparing for the worst, and we discussed as many scenarios as possible as what could happen. And there's an awful lot hinging on the transfer of power next week. And with the weather and the transfer of power and some administrative changes, we're hoping for the best that this thing goes away. But we also realize it won't go away overnight. And we understand the problems that are there. We understand the hurt that it's done on our side of the river. We also understand the hurt that it's done to the innocent people on the south side of the Cannonball. There's an awful lot of those being hurt down there that can't speak up and are afraid to speak up.
Nothing like being heard. Nothing like being heard. It means a lot. And it's the start of something, I think, hopefully, that gets everybody back to a fresh start in a new day, because that lawlessness just has to end. Doug, thanks so much. Appreciate the read out on the meeting.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhamma. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Driver error is the cause of more than 97% of weather-related vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator Terry Weaver discussing two courses that can improve driving skills and help prevent crashes.
We offer defensive driving courses of all types across the state. We have our basic DDC-4, which is defensive driving course. It's a 4-hour course for any age group, 14 to 99 if you're still driving. It's good for the insurance discount. It's good for a point reduction. And it's some really good information that people can walk away with just as a reminder if you're a seasoned driver. It's just good reminders of what safe practices are. We have Alive at 25, which is specifically for younger drivers, inexperienced drivers. Good for that insurance discount, but it just helps those kids understand the risks of being in a car.
Register for a defensive driving course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
With another edition of What's on Your Mind on your radio. Thanks for being where you're at. Glad you're listening. However, you're listening locked in at 550K Fire AM 1100 The Flag, 1090K TGO The Flag in the Bakken, and of course KLTC and Dickinson too, and the iHeartMedia app that gets us to you anywhere, wherever you are. Take us on vacation with you, for crying out loud. We'd love that. Sherry sent a note here today saying, I wanted you to see this and hopefully talk about correcting our state to the mountain time zone rather than compounding a poor mistake of putting any of the state into central time. Oh, my, can you imagine? Sorry, Sherry, just a little editorial comment in the middle of yours. Let's see here. She says, I hope you will amend the proposal regarding getting rid of DST and changing North Dakota to just one time zone. I agree completely with getting rid of daylight savings time. It's ridiculous and a hassle, and it needs to go. Regarding the time zone issue, if you want to change the state so we are all in one time zone, please change the state to mountain. What do you think of that idea? Chris Berg, 630 Point of View, is here. Christy, what do you, this is going to be the new speed zone, you know, the speed limit hike debate here I sense coming now, and whether we ought to have one time zone. I've not heard anybody else suggest if we change it ought to be all mountain, since the vast majority of the state now is central. I can't imagine we'd go the other way, but you, you've got a dog in this fight?
I don't know if I have a dog in the fight, but it would be nice to see the entire state in one time zone. And I agree with you, with a majority of the state being in the central time zone. I don't know if mountain time is going to necessarily win out, but it would be nice to – I mean, how many times have you probably booked a guest in Dickinson or in other areas, and it's like, oh, that's right, it's the hour difference, or, you know, so you've kind of got to deal with that. And it'd be nice to eliminate that as you're traveling across the state.
Yeah, folks, what do you think of that? We're going to be watching that one close as well. Paul and Bismarck with a question or comment for Chris and I here. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, go ahead. Hi, you're on.
Oh, hey. Can you hear me?
I can now. I didn't even get a chance to finish my greeting. You're right into it. You want to go, so go. You're up.
All right. First, I want to say, yeah, Kevin Kramer is doing a nice job for us out in Washington, D.C., working for our interests. But I'm going to encourage you, Mr. Hennen, to get Dave Maring, former North Dakota Bar Association president, to discuss why North Dakota taxpayers are defending a lawsuit against the Bar Association, including the Supreme Court. I mean, if you look at Arnie Fleck's lawsuit, they're coercing attorney speech outside of the courtroom, and they can coerce speech inside the courtroom. I mean, they've nullified Century Code, and Justice Maring had a Gender Fairness Implementation Committee in 2006 that had a study done, which 75% of the attorneys that responded said domestic violence statutes were used in concurrent litigation. Subsequently, the hearings were closed to the public, inexplicably.
Yeah,
and
Chris, are you following? Let's see if Chris is following this one. I haven't been, Paul, so I thank you for the suggestion and the readout. We'll dig into it. Chris, you've been following this one at all?
Yeah, Paul, thanks for the call. I have not. So if you've got more information, maybe email Scott and one of us can follow up on it.
And
yeah,
by the way,
I'll do that. And
we love the suggestions, but it sounds like a juicy legal battle. So we can.
Well, it affects people. It affects people day to day lives. We have a part time legislature. We have an executive branch that deals more in big burly administrative agencies, and we have judges dealing with people every day. And Justice Kastner and Judge Gail Haggerty has formed a political action committee with the ACLU and American Association of University Women to essentially get a measure passed.
Wow!
I mean, and we're paying for it now. It's absurd. And I thank you for your time, Mr. Hennen.
You bet. Look, give me more information. We'll dig into it, Paul. Okay. Both Chris and I pledged to do that. What's on your mind today, Chris? What are you hot to trot about?
Well, I know that you were the state of the city, so I'd love to hear if you've got any highlights from that. We've got Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney and West Fargo Mayor Rich Mattern on Point of View tonight. I think one of the things we're obviously going to talk about the state of the cities. There was an interesting article today in the paper about some businesses that have been closing up as of late. And the one thing that I want, I mean, you think about what's happening there. There's a majority, and I don't remember the exact number, but a majority of the top 10 employers in Fargo are nonprofits, meaning that they're not paying any property taxes. And then you couple that on top of Doug Burgum say, hey, I want the state out of the property tax buy-down business. I want to find out tonight from these two mayors, how are you guys going to stay within your budgets? I mean, is the answer going to be to raise people's property taxes? I don't think they're going to want to say that, but I don't know what else they're going to do.
I would say, first of all, a quick recap of the state of the cities is something the Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo and do what Chamber does every year. And they get all the four metro mayors together, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, and Dilworth, and just find out what's the priorities, where you're going to go, let them take questions and whatnot. And the push this year from the Chamber seems to be, you know, work as a metro, right? Don't always be Fargo against Moorhead and, you know, West Fargo against Fargo and all of that. And that's always sort of a tough sell. I guess Moorhead is sort of the stick in the mud these days. They're just not much interested, and part of that came from the diversion in working together. And I don't know, Bismarck-Mandan, if that's any easier, or, you know, metro communities, Minot and Burlington or whatever. But I think it makes good sense. I think we should all advocate for more of that and say, you know, yes, you have your own identity, but work together. On the point of some things closing, you know, Sears is closing, but they're closing other places. I don't see things closing here that are an indication of the economy of this part of North Dakota being a problem. I see things closing here because they don't advertise. It's really dumb. You know, I mean, every time someplace closes, I always go say, okay, I heard about that place lately. Somebody, you know, have they advertised? And more often than not, it's you know, they just haven't. And, you know, as far as restaurants closing, I don't know. You know, Fargo's been a little overbuilt in restaurants, and you know, the new flavor of the month kind of weeds some of them out, and some of these national chains don't have necessarily the sway they once did. So I don't see that as an alarming thing. Do you?
Well, but my point is, when you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, is so what are these mayors going to do to not raise property taxes? Because the fact of the matter is when I had Mayor Mahoney on last time, I said, Chris, people's property taxes are going down because we're bringing more commercial entities, you know, on the dockets here in Fargo, which there may be a correlation, but I don't believe there's a causation. But if we're losing now commercial properties, i.e. restaurants or things of that nature, and Doug Burgum is saying, hey, we're going to get out of this property tax buy-down business, you're going to look at, I think, at these mayors talking about, okay, no more sprawl. So there goes some of those sprawl incentives for homeowners or people that want to build new construction, which, you know, what kind of impact could that possibly have? So I just think it's an interesting dynamic to watch these people try to navigate, to hold their positions of political power, if you will, and still come out and not raise your property taxes.
You know, first of all, I think, you know, your point on asking them those questions is a good one, and every mayor ought to answer that. Every superintendent ought to answer that. Every county commissioner ought to answer that, right? I mean, that's, and I think the answer is spend less, be smarter, reinvent, you know, but it is, I don't think, look, if Lone Star Steakhouse closes, something else goes there. So it isn't like that goes away, and more often than not, even when they are empty, they're still paying property taxes. So I don't think that, you know, these closings that have kind of been in the news are any kind of...
I mean, that's a very valid point, but obviously you're getting less revenue as a whole out of that piece of land. So, I mean...
For a little while, yeah. I mean, most of them get filled in. I don't think we're going to see a lot of blight is all I'm getting at. We have the debate. Not really a debate. Could be a debate if Chris stuck around. But we're going to talk about the State Historical Society and the Dapple Museum piece coming up here a little bit. Burned out cars in our future, ladies and gentlemen. And watch Chris Berg tonight, 6:30. Point of View, Dakota West Fox and KXTV.
USA,
the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars. I can't say no. 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And, of course, all day, every day, the PetroServe USA famous special, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. Four items for $4 all day, every day. The best bison apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, too, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton, and Valley, Darien, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And what do we have now? The no travel advisory lifted for north central North Dakota. The North Dakota Department of Transportation, NDHP, have lifted the no travel advisory now for north central North Dakota as well at U.S. Highway 2. That's Minot, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks. There's still a no travel advisory in portions of northeastern and south central North Dakota due to blowing and drifting snow, creating hazardous driving conditions. No travel advisory cities include Langdon, Cavalier, Pembina, Drayton, and surrounding areas in the northeast, Jamestown, Valley City, Ellendale, and surrounding areas in south central. Motorists in these areas should not travel as blowing and drifting snow is creating near zero visibility and hazardous driving conditions. Boy, we had a winner, huh? My goodness. Let's see. Okay, I need to tell you about my friend Jim, the flagpole guy, and then introduce our next guest and the next topic, and welcome your calls. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054, or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So Jim, the North Dakota flagpole guy at ndflagpoleguy.com, likes to remind us that making America great starts with all of us, by showing your community and your country that you stand behind America, by replacing that political yard sign with a symbol of freedom that remains all year long, the American flag. He lets you remind your community that you stand together as an undivided nation with your own flag flying. All of Jim's flags and poles are American-made. Don't buy the cheap ones made in another country. Show your support for America. Purchase that very symbol from Jim. American-made and proud of it. 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or ndflagpoleguy.com. All right, shortly before Christmas, I read a story in the Bismarck Tribune, written by Lauren Donovan, talking about an effort to collect artifacts from both sides of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. I honestly forgot about it because Christmas followed, and not long after, received a call from a very distraught listener who asked my opinion of it. And before I would answer, I asked the listener, well, what's your opinion? And he said, it's too soon. It's too soon. This is wrong. This is just wrong. Very, very upset about it. I revisited the story, revisited the article, and I agreed. I know Chris Berg was just on, and by the way, you can watch Chris tonight on KXJB, 6:30 in the east. In the west, you can watch him on West Dakota Fox as well out there. And it's a 10:30 in the West. And Chris said, well, you know, the Holocaust was terrible, too, but they have a museum about it. And I said, yeah, but when did that happen? Right? When did that happen compared to the actual event? This just seemed very odd to me. So we wanted to go right to the source and find out a little bit more about it. And Mark Sunloff is the director of the Museum Division of the North Dakota State Historical Society and joins us now to talk about it. Mark, thanks for taking some time for us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you doing?
Very good. How'd this start? Give me the genesis of this idea.
Yeah, I guess first off, I would just say that I couldn't agree more that it's definitely too soon to do any kind of exhibit on this, and that was never our intention. So if the if your listener interpreted the article in that way, I would say that it's a misinterpretation. So this is not an exhibit effort, but it's a what we would call a contemporary collecting effort, and we do a little bit of this from time to time. We don't. It's not typically what we do. You know, typically we're more passive and kind of sit back and allow people to bring stuff from them that either, you know, came to them through their ancestors or, you know, is from the distant past. But every now and then we do get involved with, again, what we call contemporary collecting. And it's essentially just an effort to collect things from events that we anticipate are going to be historically important. And there's a kind of a fear that if we don't do the collecting now, when it does come time to do the exhibit, you know, whether it's 20, 30, 40 years from now, when people have had time to kind of process and reflect, you know, historically anyway, and that's what we primarily are as historians. So we're not journalists. We don't do current events. We're more into history. But the fear is that if you don't do the collecting now, if you don't get the objects and artifacts into the storage and into the collecting space now, when it does come time to do any kind of exhibit, the stuff is essentially long gone. And I would give for an example not only this pipeline situation, but you know, we collected objects this summer from the 2016 Republican National Convention. And not that we have any intent to do an exhibit on the National Convention, but just definitely recognizing that it's a historically important event. And so we were able to talk with one of our North Dakota delegates that was at the convention and able to get some of the objects and things that were either distributed or that he had picked up at the convention. So, again, not really with the intent of exhibiting right away, but with the kind of the proactive thinking of getting this into the collection before, you know, if that stuff gets shoveled away into some attic somewhere or potentially even just, you know, somebody doesn't see any value or historic importance in it and it gets, you know, tossed or whatnot. So every now and then there comes along an event that we say, all right, this is definitely an important event. Let's see what we can get so we can kind of safeguard that for the future. But again, really no intent to do an exhibit. And with kind of like you referenced with the Holocaust, you need that distance to kind of be able to process events, especially from the approach that we take, which is, you know, the kind of the historian's approach of, you know, collecting and looking at as many different sources and participants and whatnot to get as many different perspectives and whatnot on any kind of situation. I would agree wholeheartedly that it's definitely way too soon to do any kind of exhibit on this. But it's kind of striking while the iron is hot, so to speak, with the collecting effort. So that's where we're at. Sometimes that stuff doesn't always come through in the media the way that we'd like it to. So
yeah, well, there's certainly no reference to it being 30, 40 years off in the process, if you will, in the story. Didn't mention that at all. It does say future, but that future could be, you know, later this year. So really didn't come through in the article. But the writer is rather enthralled with one of the sides in this, so she's probably all excited to have it that way, and so that isn't your fault. Here's my question. What makes this historically important? And I'm not being funny about that. I'm just kind of curious the criteria that says, okay, this is something worth going out there and because from the perspective of someone that's right now across the road from an encampment that is still active from a law enforcement perspective, right, and in 150 days of, you know, a living hell going through this and not knowing what January 20th is going to bring, the idea that somebody paid for by state tax dollars is trying to find burned out cars doesn't exactly sit well with them, you know?
I think it's for all the reasons that you just said. I mean, I mean, there's no, you know, listed criteria, so to speak, of what makes something historically important. But I think if you look at the toll that this has taken on the people of North Dakota, you know, the toll that it's taken on law enforcement, the toll that it's taken on budgets and expenses and whatnot, I mean, we certainly have the sense that this is a historic event in the state's history. So I guess there's no, you know, checklist or thing of that nature, but certainly, you know, the Capitol grounds being shut down, you know, going into soft lockdown numerous times over the past few months, the toll that it's taken on law enforcement and their families, the toll that it's taken on Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, for sure. To us anyway, it definitely seems historically important. And of course, there's ways for us to, one of the risks with contemporary collecting is that you take things in that, you know, potentially it's not a big deal. You know, maybe people look at it and it's like, oh, that really wasn't much of a big deal after all, right? So there is a process then at that point to what we call deaccession artifacts from the collections too. And that's really one of the reasons why we don't typically get into contemporary collecting, is because it's hard to tell, you know, what's going to be important and what's not going to be important. But there's just a sense, you know, with this, with, you know, things like I said, with national conventions and things, you know, inaugural, you know, the inauguration of the governor, there's things like that that we know in the past anyway have demonstrated themselves to be historically important. So we do our best to get those objects while we can before they're long gone. You know, and I would give one example. You know, let's say if we're talking inaugurations, we only have five inaugural gowns from first ladies of the state, right? Which, to me, I wish that number was higher. I wish we had a better representation of that. But if you don't ask for that stuff at the time, it's soon enough, it's gone. It's either people forget, or it's misplaced, or it's lost, or it's just discarded or whatnot. And then when we get approached and say, hey, you know, we get approached from a local person here in the community that says, why don't you guys do an exhibit on first ladies' gowns? And it's like, well, to tell you the truth, we only have five of them, and we wish we had more, but you know, there wasn't that effort at the time, and now it's
right. And I think the difference in that analogy is obviously nobody's going to consider insensitive to ask for gowns, right? Or want to have a collection of gowns. I get that it's also a, you know, contemporary collection. I get how you do it. I guess it seems to me really the only thing that, now that we have a little more information on, you know, this isn't anything you're thinking about for decades, but want to be able to have information, is just the question of, you know, how do you go about collecting this stuff in the middle of something? I recognize that if you're going to consider this at some point, you have to do it somehow. But to do it in the Bismarck Tribune, you know, is going to cause some folks to say, hey, wait a minute here. So you mentioned earlier it's normally passive. I guess that isn't all that passive. But more on that in just a moment. Stay tuned if you would, Mark.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Time for another conversation with Carson Wentz, a Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 customer.
And you picked out a Hot Springs Spa specifically after that time at the showroom. Tell us about the one you picked out and why you chose that one.
Well, I chose the Grandee NXT, I believe it's called. And for me, it was just, you know, I knew I'd have friends and family out here visiting and you name it. I just figured I needed a large one. And this one just had all the features, all the bells and whistles. And it was kind of a no-brainer for me. It's pretty cool. It's about as powerful as a hot tub I've ever been in. And, you know, it really helps me to recover. And it's just fun to sit in and be with friends and family as well.
What other products did you choose? The trouble I have going into hot spring spas is, you know, you obviously look at the hot tubs and you pick them. And then you look around and, I mean, game tables and patio furniture and everything else. And you're just going, I want one of those. But tell us what else you picked out.
Yeah, I kind of did the same thing. I got pretty much a full game room from them with a pool table, a dartboard, shuffleboard, and even a big buck hunter video game, as well as some patio furniture and one of those table fire pits. So I kind of went big there, and it's been really cool. You know, for me, the game room is probably my favorite. The things you can do in the game room is pretty cool. And so I got very fortunate. I got a nice Bison logo on the pool table and everything and on the shuffleboard. So it's pretty cool.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Come on in. They're in Minot on Broadway next to Ryan Chevrolet. In Bismarck in front of Sam's Club. In Grand Forks in front of Kmart on South Washington. And on 13th Avenue South West Fargo next to Spitfire.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer on the High Plains, that's the name, and also home of the ET Ag Center is the place if you need a part for not only an Apache sprayer, but guess what? Any brand name. That's right. They have parts that fit every brand of sprayer. Whatever you can imagine a sprayer part they have. It's spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts. They literally have it all. They have a few of these testing stations, too, where you can try out a few different ends and get the one that's just perfect, just what you're looking for. And that Apache sprayer has that new electronic drift system, the drift management system, that is really good, too. So it allows you to select your droplet size and keep it the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. They're in Mandan across from Bonanza. Their exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. High Plains Apache, your Apache Sprayer dealer. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Couple minutes left with Mark Sunloff, State Historical Society of North Dakota Museum Director. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So before the break, my concern was just that maybe, you know, I read this article and I don't think you meant this. And, you know, it's hard when you're reading somebody's quote. But when you're talking about, you know, I'd love to have a burned out car, right? I mean, that has a zeal and a zest to it about something that's so raw yet, that is so real to people who have gone through hell from these eco-terrorists that have come all across the country here to disrupt livelihood and commerce and everything else, it tends to make us a little mad. Do you grasp why that seems a little crass?
When you read it like that, yeah, I see that, but that certainly was not my, I feel that that's a little out of context of the conversation that I had, but yeah, I mean, when you read it with that kind of zest, I certainly did not imply it with that type of zest, for sure, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you said I'd love to have a burned out car. You know, and so again, whether it's said with the zest I said it with or where you just read it, it just seems
yeah,
to be.
Poor word choice on my part.
But again, you said earlier you normally do these kind of contemporary collections in an effort to find them. And you explained it well. You're going to get the items because if you don't get them now, you'll never get them. And then you put them in a storage room somewhere. And, you know, 30 years from now, you start thinking about, gosh, should we do this? Should we go back and what did this mark? And you don't always know. Some you're going to throw out. You mentioned you normally do it in a passive way. Is this a passive way?
No, not most of our collecting is passive. The contemporary collecting is not. It's more active. It's more, you know, for instance, we have a gentleman coming in this afternoon who developed a thing called a Dakota disc, and he was in the it's a new tool that they've developed for visually impaired, and it's essentially a saucer that goes on walking sticks. And this was an article that ran in the paper. So we went said, well, that looks like it's got some potential, right? Like that could be a game changer for visually impaired people. And it was developed and created here in North Dakota. So let's contact this guy and see if we can't get one of these for the collections or even maybe the prototype that he used as he was designing it. And his name is Paul Olson. And Paul was, you know, sure. He said, yeah, would definitely donate something like that. So, you know, again, it doesn't, that's not typically how we take things, but every now and then there's just something that kind of jumps at us and says, you know, we should try to get something representative of that for the collection. But that's a very specific type of collecting, which we do very little of, but the vast majority of our collecting is, you know, people approaching us and saying, hey, I have this from, you know, great grandma, are you guys interested? And then we, you know.
So why not that approach this time?
I think the thought was is that a lot of this stuff is just going to disappear, and it seems, you know.
There's a whole field of it under snow right now. You get a shovel, you'll have all you want.
Right.
You know, I mean, a cleanup effort's going to begin pretty quick. I'm going to get a call in here quick, Mark, if you don't mind. Mark and Bismarck, go ahead for your question for Mark Sunloff of State Historical Society.
Hi, good morning. Question for you. I'm no professional historian or anything like that, but, I mean, isn't the nature of this protest, how the whole thing has been rent-a-mob, the most historically significant aspect of the whole experience? Yes, there's been the obnoxious people to tolerate. Yes, there's been the things we really don't enjoy having part of our community, but the fact that the whole thing was sprung and, you know, by a basically eco-terrorists are on somebody's payroll.
Yeah,
nature of that would be, to me, is the significance.
Yeah, what about that? Just digging into the facts of how this all started, and where's Earth Justice, and when did they get the call from, the tribe, and, you know, the fact that the tribes came to then support that is newsworthy, right? A lot of these tribes came from all over, and it's significant in the tribal world as well, first time that's happened. But does Mark have a point, Mark?
Yeah, I think so. I would just say from my perspective, you know, I think that's a question for, more for future historians, right? They'll definitely be a pretty deep archival and photographic and, you know, a paper record of a lot of this stuff. And I think when, you know, from my perspective, ideal in what we call 3D objects, right? Artifacts, things that you can pick up and touch and feel.
On that point, here's a text that asked this question. Does this guy really think people want to pay for something to remind them of this terrible event put on our citizens? I mean, do people want to see that when you say you want the 3D? I mean, is that just part of history?
I guess I'm not following, but
and by the way, you're not paying for any of this either, right? You're not paying for it, just to be clear. This is these items to be donated, right?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, we're certainly not buying.
We're gonna have to leave it there. Yeah. But Mark, thanks for the explanation today. Appreciate it, folks. Out of time. Doug Burgum tomorrow. I'm here to save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab, and guess what? 100% money back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.